Greetings in the name of the Lord. Over a long period of time, we have been studying the ministries of the Holy Spirit in the world and in the lives of believers. We have tried to touch upon this ministry so that we clearly understand our need for the Holy Spirit and exactly how He works in our lives. In the first half of this series of messages, we looked at a number of different scripture passages just touching upon these ministries of the Holy Spirit. We looked back in the Gospels, we looked in the epistles, we tried to touch upon all of the main passages of scriptures dealing with the Holy Spirit. We didn't try to go deep into any one of these ministries, but I tried to share with you our need for the Holy Spirit as He indwells our lives, and our dependence upon Him for the help and the assistance and the encouragement we need as we live our lives in this world. It's not enough simply to know that we're going to heaven someday. We also need help as we live in the world itself. And God has not left us without this help. The Lord Jesus promised in John 14, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will be with you." So He's with us by the indwelling Holy Spirit. These disciples were very fearful. They didn't know what was going to happen to them in the future, and they were afraid to go on without the presence of Jesus in His earthly ministry with them. When Jesus went back to heaven, the Lord Jesus promised them He would send the Holy Spirit, and He did. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to live in their lives. Then on two other occasions, first He came upon the Jews in Acts chapter 2, then the second occasion in Acts chapter 10 He came upon the Gentiles, and then the third occasion in Acts chapter 19 He came upon the followers of John the Baptist, who did not really know that Jesus had come and had died on the cross. Now we today have the indwelling Holy Spirit in our lives, and what a wonderful truth this is. And so we touched upon this in this first half of this study. Now in the last half of this study, we're dealing with some topical studies on the subject of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. First of all, we talked about the Holy Spirit's work in giving gifts to His people, to God's people, and how in the local church, everyone has a different type of gift. Some may have more than one gift, but usually our gifts differ one from the other. And each one with a gift is valuable and important in the work of God. In other words, as we live in this world, and as we especially fellowship with the body of believers, and we're members of that local church, each one has his part in that ministry. So we've studied this very important subject of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then from there, we went into the study of the work of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in evangelism, and how important this is. First of all, in the lives of the one carrying the message of salvation to others, and then in the lives of the people he's seeking to reach with the gospel. And so we dealt with this subject at some length. And we talked about how we as Christians have a great responsibility in carrying the gospel, but that we are not to honor or glorify ourselves or give credit to ourselves in the winning of the lost. As we carry the message, we're very important in the plan of God. God uses human instrumentality, but the work of the Holy Spirit is what prepares and empowers us, and then it's the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those whom we're reaching that is going to bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as human instruments, we still give all of the glory back to God Himself. Now in the third ministry, the third topic we're discussing, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our study, understanding, and application of the Word of God, we've just really begun this subject. We talk first of all about the inspiring work of God. Now, God does not give new revelations today, but in the writing of the Old and the New Testament, He was giving new revelations to these Old Testament, New Testament writers. Moses, for instance, in writing the first five books of the Bible, was told exactly by God what happened from the very beginning, things Moses could not have known by himself. And everything that Moses wrote down was absolutely true. In other words, nothing was by Moses himself. Everything was told to him by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told him exactly what to write down and then used his personality and his abilities to write it down. but told him exactly what to say, so there would be no error and no contradiction in anything that was being said. The same was true in the New Testament. Some people will say, well, that's Paul's idea, or Paul is prejudiced against women, or various other things. This, of course, is so much nonsense. The Word of God was given by the Holy Spirit, both in the Old and the New Testament. And therefore, in the New Testament, what we read, we can absolutely believe, is coming from God Himself. It is God speaking to us from His Word when we read His Word, no matter where we read. There are no contradictions in it. There is nothing there we would ever need to doubt. And so if we do seem to find contradictions, it simply means we're not being properly taught by the Spirit. We're not depending upon Him as we should. And the Spirit would like to enlighten us and show us exactly what is being taught. So first of all, we have inspiration, but second, we have illumination. And illumination is also very important as we study the Word of God. Now this is the way we understand the Word of God. There are no new revelations from God, no matter what you might hear on television or the radio sometimes. There are no new revelations from God. His revelation is complete. But His illuminating work is an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. And so as I come to the Word of God myself, I recognize I cannot understand God's Word apart from the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit in my life. How important this is in my life, that I understand His Word. And I cannot understand it unless the Holy Spirit makes it clear to me. And we pointed out in the last lesson that the unsaved man is incapable of understanding the Word of God. Now remember, the Word of God is complete. It's got complete revelation. But as an unsaved man comes to the Word of God without the help of the Holy Spirit, he is incapable of understanding it. No matter how brilliant he might be, no matter how keen his intellect, he is incapable of understanding it. So on the human level, he may be more brilliant than most of us. But on the spiritual level, he is incapable of understanding spiritual truth. It is only through his saving relationship with the Lord Jesus that he can now open the Word of God and understand it with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And I want to emphasize this truth again and again. Some of you may own copies of the Scriptures, and I say this respectfully to you. And you find as you read God's Word, it means nothing to you. Well, the reason is, you've never come into a saving relationship with the Lord. You do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit. You cannot understand it by yourself. You can only understand very basically some of the facts of it and so forth. But you'll never understand its deep spiritual truth until you come into this saving relationship through the Lord Jesus and Jesus alone. You trust Him as your Savior. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And then you can begin to understand. So, as we come to the Word of God now, let me just continue this for these next few minutes, and then we'll continue perhaps in the next hour. When we come to the Word of God, we are learning new things from the Word throughout our lives. I've been a Christian for many, many years. I have tried to faithfully study and read and apply the Word of God to my life. But I recognize every year when I start to read the Word of God again, I am still learning new things from Him. So there is no part of it that I would absolutely completely say I have understood everything God ever wants to teach me. And that was a long sentence, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But what I want to say is this, but as I read and what He does show me from day to day and from year to year, I am learning new things all the time by His illuminating work. And so without this, I would not understand the Word of God. Now this understanding of what God is teaching us in His Word enables us to go on in our Christian lives as we both understand the teaching and then as we're willing to correctly apply all that the Holy Spirit has taught us in our daily lives. Now I want to say something else about this, and that is that in this illuminating work of the Holy Spirit, there must be a willingness in us to have a tender and open and willing heart. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not there to bang on the door, so to speak, as we would use the expression today. He is not there simply banging on the door and trying to break down the door. the Holy Spirit really wants in us willing and tender and open hearts. Now, for instance, suppose there's a sin in my life, that I'm harboring this sin. I don't want to give this sin up. And then I read a passage which seems to deal with this sin. Unless I have a tender and willing and open heart, I'm wasting my time reading the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit is not going to say something to me which I'm not willing to receive. So I must be willing to receive what He wants to say. I must have this tender and willing and open heart. I also want to warn you concerning this, and that is that the Holy Spirit helps us to distinguish between the false and the true in the teachings that come from others. The Holy Spirit will show us how to keep our lives from being led astray by false teaching. You'll find a number of warnings in the Scripture. You find these in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. You find them in 1 and 2 Peter. You find them in 1, 2, and 3 John. There are a number of different warnings concerning false teaching in the world. It is possible that even a believer, at least a professing believer, he may not be a possessing believer, but at least a professing believer, there are even some believers that seem to be teaching false teaching. Somehow it enters into their imaginations. Maybe they've listened on the radio to a false teacher, or they've met a false teacher, and they become fascinated with the teaching this person is giving. And so the Holy Spirit is not only helping us to understand how we can live our lives in correct teaching, how we can correctly understand the Word of God, but He also gives us the wisdom to discern between the false and the true. Sometimes there's a person in our church who's especially gifted in this regard. It's called the distinguishing of spirits gift. And I spoke about this when we talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But we Christians must clearly understand that there are false teachings in the world. Satan is a clever enemy, a clever foe. He will always try to lead us astray by some false teaching, and therefore we must have wisdom in understanding and distinguishing between the false and the true. And we must be very careful. We must ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. So whenever a false teaching comes your way, you go back to the Word of God itself for clarification. You ask God, by His Holy Spirit, please help me to understand so that I can reject this teaching and know why I'm rejecting it, know what is false about it, and therefore the direction my life is to head away from it. So this is very, very important. Now I'm going to have to stop in just a moment. But I want to emphasize that this is a ministry of the Holy Spirit that I can depend upon. In the next message, I want to talk a little bit about appropriating the illuminating work of the Holy Spirit. In other words, why is it that so many Christians do not seem to be illuminated by the Holy Spirit? They read the Word of God. Even as newborn Christians, we are supposed to be able to understand certain things from the Word of God. It is true. I would not ask the newborn Christian to read some book that might be understandable only to the mature Christian, but even the newborn Christian should be able to understand certain basic things from the Word of God. And sometimes when we feel that we don't understand anything at all from the Word of God as Christians, it means that we're not properly appropriating the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I'm going to be emphasizing this in the next message. My prayer for you now is this. First of all, accept the Word of God for what it is. It is the Word of God. Don't doubt any part of it. Take every bit of it as part of God's teaching for you. Some parts of it may not apply to us in the same way in our day, but nevertheless, you are to understand its teachings and at least its application in that day. And then, also permit the Holy Spirit to illuminate your hearts. Depend upon Him. Be tender and open and willing to Him. May the Lord help you to get from the Word of God everything He wants to teach you. And may you go on in living for Him with all your hearts and all your lives. May the Lord bless you, each one.